Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Side Frolics. Now, don't be a big baby. Come on. Today's the day we have to get our vaccination. But I don't want any vaccination. I've been vaccinated, and it didn't do me any good. I almost died. Well, you're still here. Well, why do we have to go down to that creepy morgue to get the vaccination? Well, because that's where they have the big refrigerator and they have to keep it cold. Now, that's not the only thing they keep cold. And it's kind of creepy and scary, Ollie. And why do we have to go in the back door? Never mind. The doctor wants us to come in the back for all intensive purposes. What does that mean? That means that he's doing it on the QT. He's not supposed to do it, but he's doing us a favor. A favor? You remember Dr. Feelgood?
No.
Dr. Feelgood? If his name is Dr. Feelgood, how come every time I see him, I feel horrible? Never mind that. Now, we have to get the vaccine, and then they'll give you a paper. I don't want any papers. I got enough papers. Well, this paper's very important. It shows that you've been immuninated. Immuninated to the disease. Immuninated. That sounds like a horrible word, Ollie. It's scary. It goes right in with the morgue. Never mind that. Why don't you help me? Well, I'll immuninate you. Well, anyway, I don't need a paper because I've got a paper. What? Let me see that. Where did you get this? Well, it was a fella down the corner a couple of weeks ago says, get your vaccination paper right here and make sure you get vaccinated. So a lot of fellas got the paper, but they didn't get the vaccination. Give me that. You're going to get in trouble. That paper is no good. I'll just put it in my pocket. Not a bad idea. Would you mind giving me back me paper? I'll hold it for you. Now, don't worry. Now, just let's go down to the back of the mall. Come on, come on. I don't want to go like the heebie-jeebies. Never mind heebie-jeebies. Here we are. Isn't it nice and quiet back here? Well, of course it's quiet. Everybody's kaput. They're all gone. Listen, I knew a fella one time. He worked in the morgue, and one day he had to take care of one of the bodies, and the body sat up on him, and he jumped out the window and broke his leg. Would you stop that? And that's a true story. Never mind. Oh, wait a minute. Dr. Feelgood, we're here. Come in. I'm Dr. Feelgood. You feel bad? When you see me, you'll feel good. Now, who gets the inoculation?
He does
for that. But I don't need an inoculation, see? I've got... There it is right there, the proof that I had my inoculation.
I see. Let me see that. Looks very familiar. I think I bought one of these the other day.
See, I told you, Ollie. I told you you're going to get... And give me that. That's mine. That's not yours. You didn't get it immunized. I did.
Immunized, mobilized, and decrystallized all in one. That's the vaccination. Now, if I can only open this refrigerator...
Why can't you open it?
Well, the fella behind the door, see, it's a long story. Everybody thought he was dead, see, but he woke up and he sat up and my aide jumped out the window and broke his leg.
Whoa, that's the fella I'm getting out of here. Ah!
Party in the refrigerator. He woke up.
Woo!
Yeah, that's about the size of it. Take that vaccine. You'll wind up dead.
God forbid.
Anyway, in a sight around the world, yeah, we got a great story with Jimmy Dinigan with Janie with the bathroom. Oh, did you hear this? You know, when I was a kid in school, in the Braille class, they didn't want us to go out in the hall to go to the bathroom.
Why?
Because a couple of kids got lost.
Yeah, because they wanted to get lost.
And they didn't come back. You know?
That's right.
So they built a bathroom right in the classroom, see?
Oh, I see.
And picture 10 blind kids trying to find this bathroom. Half the time they couldn't find it.
Even
and
the Janie, bathroom in the classroom?
Anyway, that's coming up with Jimmy. Yeah. And what else we got? Oh, man, we do... well, I don't know. It's tax time, so maybe we'll do the tax with the honeymooners.
Yeah, we could do that.
All right. What else we got? Oh, in a sight, hey, around the world, you know, a Big East key to rescue. Oh, yeah. That's the best place you can go to if you need a dog. Mm-hmm. Joanne Diamond. Talk to her. 609-388-7004. Yeah. All right. So I'm standing on the platform, so you're coming home tonight, Long Island Railroad, and this guy comes up to me, and he starts grabbing my hand. I said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Don't touch me. I'm sterile." "Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I just wanted to shake your hand. You're a celebrity." "And I'm not a celebrity. Get away from me."
Wait a minute.
Some nut. I don't know who he was.
I didn't know
but
he was
nuts all over the place, you know.
Yeah, no,
I think,
I
got a strong suspicion that this virus has gone to the brain of many people.
Yes, it has.
And now they're mentally deranged. In many different ways.
Yeah, some are just from isolation. They can't take the isolation. Others are caught the virus.
I think the germ went up their nose into their brain.
I think so.
Because they didn't take the oil of oregano.
There
you go. The oil of oregano kills the germ if it gets up your nose.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how that works.
That reminds me. I ran out of it. I got to get it again.
Yeah. All right. Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Kennedy Realty, buy a house, sell a house, steal a house. No, don't steal it. You know, oh, I had a big fight with
that.
The bank. Oh, what a bunch of idiots, I'm telling you.
What'd they do?
What a bunch of morons.
What'd they do?
I'll tell you, they gave me a, I got to tell this story. Let me give you Kennedy's number, 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty, and we thank him for all his help. Yeah, so they gave me $21, folks.
Mm.
You believe
for what?
I don't know if they, any change. Just $21 they gave me, and that's supposed to pay my electric bill. See?
Are you kidding
well,
me?
I don't have an electric bill. See? Because
yeah.
I use Roman candles. See, I'm always celebrating the 4th of July. I got the Roman candles, and I just light them up, and there's my electric. No, I don't have my electric is included in my rent.
Yeah.
All right. So I go in the bank. Now this money is drawn on the bank. I'm not going to mention the name of the bank. But this money is drawn on the bank. They use the bank to dispense the money in these cards, you know. So I go in there, and, you know, a lousy $20, you know.
Yeah.
And the woman behind the counter, you know, said, I don't know how to do this. I said, what do you mean you don't know how to do it? Take the card, you put it in, you insert it in there, and you... put in the numbers. I said, I can't read the card.
And I know
so
what
she
it
says
is.
To me, she says to me, what does the card say? I just told you I can't read it, you idiot.
This is like a what? Freaking who's on
she's got. I think she's got
the
virus and went up her nose into the brain.
That's too funny.
So she's going on. So she finally she takes the card.
Yeah.
And she goes... around the, you know, they come around the cage, I call it the damn cage.
Yeah.
Comes around, and she goes over to one of the offices.
Yeah.
And I hear them talking, you know, and she says, well, I don't know what this card is. Where did he get this? There's no expiration date on this card. And they I mean,
and
these people are supposed to be educated bankers, went to school, college, they studied.
They studied
I don't know what,
what?
They studied. But they,
the crack
I think they
box.
Studied how to flush toilets. Anyway, so she comes back with the card, no, no, no. She going, no, no. I said, yes, yes, yes.
Oh
no,
God.
No, Frank, I can't give you that. I cannot... With this card is no good in here. I said, wait, what do you mean my card's no good? I said, I called them up, the federal government. They said I got $21 in cash in there. I want my money.
What did you say?
Oh, no, you can't get it in here. So I go out, I call the commissioner, and he tells me,
yeah.
They don't know what the hell they're doing, which I already knew.
Oh,
so then, boy, it gets better. So I go back the next. I go back the next day.
I can
see
the commissioner. I know this person. Saying this,
and I go in the bank and I say, I said I need somebody to help me with this stupid machine out here. So the girl, she comes out.
Yeah.
Getting any fatter, he won't be able to fit through the door. She comes out.
Oh, my God.
Pull out the card. She says, no, no, that card, no good, no good. I said, just put it in the machine. Do what I tell you. So she puts the card in the machine.
Yeah.
And I can't read the damn thing, you know. And,
yeah.
and she starts pushing the buttons. And
yeah.
now I knew there was only $20 in the card. So she said to
right,
me,
how right.
much do you want? I said, $500. And believe me, if $500 would have came out, I would have taken that son of a bitch.
I know you would have, and I would have done the same thing at that point.
So she puts in $500.
She did not.
And then she said to me, it says we cannot help you at this time. I said, just put in $20. This is a true story, folks. I had to put this on YouTube.
Yeah, you
I bet you'd be a freaking riot up there.
It will be. And on TikTok,
yeah.
too, both of them.
Yeah. So she puts in $20. Out
yeah.
comes the $20 bill. I said, I told you I had $20 in there. I told you for 3 days already. So she takes it. So she gives me the card. Yeah. And now she's all angry. She runs inside. I said, ah, you're stupid. I'll never forget what I had to go through to get that lousy $20.
I remember
all right,
that.
In a sight.
is that just for food? That
nah,
one for
that's
the electric?
For they give it to you toward your
electric.
But my electric's included, so, you know, you just take the $20
yeah.
bucks and use it for what you want.
Yeah,
anyway, in a sight, yeah, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey, Avante, little Tommy, Ollie, and go an extra mile for a child. In a sight, remind you. All right, some of our friends in the past, the Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Tour Law Center, and Beccaro's Italian Tavern, all with a .com. Hey, you need a good lawyer? Well, don't call this guy.
Uh-oh.
You know, because he'll drive you nuts. Oh, shut up. Anyway, James Bahamundi. Don't worry about the last name. Nobody can say it anyway. You ought to change that name to Jimmy Sunday.
Tuesday. Jimmy Sunday.
Started laughing. I said, because nobody remembers your last name.
What did he say? That's what he said.
Anyway,
I didn't understand
516-783-9662. And I hope you never have to call them. Yes,
I hope you never have to call them.
Woo! We got Jimmy Jennigan coming up with the classroom bathroom. Classroom. Can you imagine if every classroom
bathroom
had a
in
bathroom
it, the kids
in
would stay
it?
In
oh
it.
My God!
The kids would stay in
wow.
it.
Wow! That would be a disaster in school, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd be the first one to stay in.
What happened to Joey? Oh, Joey got locked in the bathroom in the last class, teacher. He's still in there.
Yeah,
then you'd have all kinds
That's
of things,
cool.
you know, guys getting
yeah.
locked in the bathroom with a girl, girls with girls, and today you got
oh
everything
God.
Anyway. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
they have to call the cops, the person won't come out, doors locked, they break the door, and then they break the door, and oh, and the city school, forget it. You break the door, that
Forget
door stays that way 6 months.
Yeah, no, until they come and fix
They don't come to fix
they
the
don't
door.
Come
the guy says,
way.
Oh, I'm not going up there. There's little gangs up there. I ain't going up there, boy.
Yeah, that's basically right.
Fix that door. The maintenance guy's afraid to go up there.
Everybody's afraid to
go. All right, inside. what else we got? Oh, Able News.
All right.
Yeah, give me the headline on Able News after you do this.
Oh, you want me to get it for you? All right. Hold
yeah,
on.
I want to get the headline.
Okay. Oh, no, it's
all
the
right.
Same as the other time. Remember?
I don't know. What is the headline?
All right. Let's go back and look at it.
Well, do the commercial first and then go get the headline.
Yeah, I'll go back. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years. With all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, Inner Sight, and coming up, we got our own Gabriel has a new job, see?
Uh-oh.
He is now a vaccination inspector. So we'll tell you about that. By the way, you won't hear these stories anywhere else on any of the other shows.
No, you
only
won't.
Thank
you
God
won't.
For that. Anyway,
yeah, right.
Anyway, yeah, Gabriel's a vaccination inspector now. So we'll tell you about that a little bit. All right, Insight. Yeah, what's the headline on that thing?
Yeah,
you got a headline?
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
What does it say? Wheelchair goes the wrong way.
What?
Wheelchair wheelchair goes the wrong way and cracks up.
Yeah, that's what happened to me the other day in the middle of the store. And then my cousin bought me a new wheelchair, a manual wheelchair.
You ought to have one of those robot wheelchairs.
That'd be nice, because they have one like that, and you put it on your body, and you could climb upstairs.
Yeah, whatever. You know. And then you could sit in it.
Oh, that's that woman who's gone, Edith Scone.
Yeah, but
the
what's
community,
the headline?
That's it, Edith Scone.
Oh, her name?
Well, that's her first name, and then they put Edith's gone. That's the headline, Disability Community Loss Dynamic Advocate.
Oh, Disability Loss, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the headline, all right. Well,
yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know the lady, but she died kind of young.
Yeah.
Gee, I hope she didn't have the Cora Hacker.
Well, didn't say what she had.
Yeah, who knows?
Oh, I'm sorry. She died.
All right, Inner Sight. Well, whatever you do, stay away from India. Ooh.
Oh, God, yeah. They have two of the
crazy
variants.
Over there.
It is. And you know, cremating. Yeah.
Yeah, but over there it's so hot, you know.
Mm.
You could sleep right in the street. People sleep in the street.
If they need to, yeah.
You know, you're walking down the street, and all of a sudden you stumble over somebody. Sleeper! You know.
Yeah.
And they all smell from curry. Woo! Which is a good thing. I love curry.
I know you love curry.
You know.
You must have been in your previous life a man from India.
I don't know, but you know one of the worst things. I was going to tell you one of the worst things. When you smell from curry and you smoke, that is the worst kind of smell.
Have you
ever? Because the smoke goes into the spices, and the spices turn sour.
Ooh.
And then you have a combination of the tobacco blending in with the spices and And they don't like each other. What a smell that is.
Oh, I never smelt that. I've smelt curry. I don't mind curry that's like, you know, cooked.
Yeah, but you don't
want to
smell it when
long.
Somebody smokes cigarettes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. All right, give me some, let's see, what do we get? Oh,
what?
Yeah, give me some Honeymooner.
Okay, let me get
Honeymooner
back.
Music.
Got to get back to the other site. Wait. Oh, my goodness. This thing is slow.
Well, that's for my brother, the Whistler.
The Whistler. Oh, the Whistler. Should have said it. He likes the Whistler. There it goes.
I am the Whistler. You ever hear that radio show? Most people might not remember it. The Shadow.
Oh yes, actually I did.
The Shadow knows. Yeah, that was a cool. I used to listen to that on. My grandma had a big console radio. What a sound! Oh man, it would sit on the floor.
Yeah.
The speaker was as big as the front of a car.
Oh, wow.
And this, I wish I had that radio today.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, that'd be good. That thing
had some sound, man.
Oh, yeah, must
big
have.
Bass booming sound, and the guy would come up and, this is the Shadow. Like that, you know.
Oh, my God.
And I'd sit there.
Yeah.
And listen to this stuff, you know, and they'd have the footsteps and everything. And then at night, I couldn't sleep.
Some...
I had nightmares about the Shadow.
How old were you?
Oh, I don't know, 10.
Really? Oh, that's why you couldn't sleep. You were too young to understand.
No, the Shadow
that
used to bug me.
Fun.
And then I used to walk around Lafayette Avenue in Brooklyn, imitate the Shadow, and everybody thought I was whack.
The people.
I used to go like that. I am the Shadow.
Funny.
I used to. All right, give me some honeymoon. You got any honeymoon up?
Yeah, you got to let me get on to the studio. It's not letting me
flick it.
On. I am.
Hey, you remember that commercial? Everybody thought
yeah.
it was a sex thing. Flipping your Bic. Remember that?
Yeah. I remember that.
That was what was that? What was that? A guy with a cigarette lighter?
Yeah, it was. Thick lighter.
Yeah, yeah. Look how they want to associate that with sexual undertones.
Hey, it sells. Sex sells.
Flipping
I finally
your
got
pick.
Onto the website. I'm gonna put these honeymooners on now. Okay. Finally got to where the music is.
yeah. Give me some music.
Okay. Here's that.
Here we go. Boy, that's pretty sneaky of the gas company to send me a bill on a postcard. Yeah, you know, they don't care, Ralph. Everybody knows what your bill is now. I know what it is, 39 cents. Yeah.
I wish.
Oh, here's a letter from the Bureau of Internal Revenue. That's probably important, Ralph. They possibly want with me. Dear Mr. Crandon, please report to our office at 10 o'clock in the morning to a Mr. Putter. Gee, I never got one of these. Boy, Ralph, I hope you're not in trouble. Of course I'm not in trouble. I pay my taxes. If you pay your taxes, you wouldn't get a letter like that. Well, now, wait a minute, Ralph. Wait a minute. Now, I majored in mathematics in grammar school. So maybe I can help you out. Now, where's your tax form? I've got it right here. There you are. Let's see. 248-78-30. Will you stop that? Let's see. Now, what are some of the items that you put down? Well, let's see. You mean the items that I missed? Yeah, the ones you didn't put down. Well, remember that horse with the clock in its stomach? Horse with clock in stomach. How much was that worth, Ralph? $25. $25. Hey, what about the all-night poker game? I won $85. You think they know about that? Of course they know, but they know everything. $85 poker game. Yeah, and three-legged race, $5. Three-legged race, $5. Boy, these are important items, Ralph. Wait a minute. While we're at it, $2 floating by me in the sewer. $2. Well, what can they do for me? What can they do to me? I don't know. Wait a minute. I got a book here. When you don't pay your taxes. Let me see what it says in the book. Give me that book. Here it is. Let's see. Failure to pay taxes. Failure to pay tax or therefore comply with aggravation of assault that doesn't comprehend with the inner workings of your income and compromises the outer solemnity of your... Boy, Ralph, are you in trouble? Trouble? I don't even know what I'm reading. What am I going to do, Norton? Don't worry, Ralph. I got a good lawyer, see? Yeah. Sam Wiggum. Wait a minute. Isn't that guy who got evicted last week? Well, yeah, but he's still a lawyer. Where's his office? Right down the corner of Broadway in 40 seconds. Will you? What I'm going to do, Norton, I'm in dire straits. Don't worry, Ralph. What's the worst thing that could happen to you? Can they hang you by your neck? No, they can't. Can they come up here and take all your money? No, they can't. Can they starve you out of food? No, they can't do that either. No, now the worst thing they can do is send you to the federal pen. All right, in the sight, they extended the tax.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay it till May 15th now.
Yeah, oh, wow, still they pushed it along. Hey.
They extended it, so.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody out there, make a donation to InnerSight, and
You won't have
write it
problems.
Off.
You write it off. That's
all
right,
InnerSight. talk to your accountant about that. They know how to do that. There's a word in Jewish that just tell your accountant, finagle.
There you go.
He'll know what you mean.
I love that word.
Yeah, that means fix it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, InnerSight, what else we got? Oh, we got Jimmy Dinigan. We got the inspector coming up.
Is that the inspector, Jimmy Dinigan?
No, the inspector is Gabriel, the vaccine inspector.
Oh, okay.
All right. that. Oh, by the way, the number here, 213-816-1650. And let me tell you, when I was a kid, I started to tell you before, because I don't know, a couple of blind kids wandered out, and they went out to go to the bathroom, and they never came back. Turns out they went home. Did you ever walk out of school and go home?
Yeah.
I did that a few times.
Yeah? Wow.
Yeah, I just didn't want to stay there. I just went out and walked down the street.
How'd you manage that?
Went home. I went
home. How'd you manage it? You just went home?
No, I knew where I lived.
Yeah.
You know, and the teacher called my mother. Frankie's not here. And my mother goes, who is this? This is Miss Mom, Mrs. Perino. Frankie walked out of school. What? What are you talking about? Frankie can't walk out of school. He's blind. Well, he did. You let him walk out of school, you stupid idiot. Don't you talk that way to me.
Oh, they argued.
Had a big fight on the phone. I was listening to it. I was home already. I said, Ma, who's that?
Shut up.
Shut up.
I walked out of school and went home.
I'm going to give Frankie lunch, and he's going to go back to school. If I have to take him myself. So what the hell kind of teachers you got? What the hell kind of teachers you got over there? You let a blind child walk out of school and go home? You're a bunch of morons.
And he jumped.
I could actually see your mother waving her hands and saying that.
My mother was something, boy. She was hell on wheels.
Yes, she must have
like
been.
The time she picked up the chair and she was going to hit the teacher
with the chair. That's good. Oh,
yeah,
God.
I walked out of school. I went home.
Yeah.
So my mother gave me peanut butter and jelly, and then I had to go back to school. I went home for lunch.
There you go.
Woo! Anybody out there, any of you kids, just go home for... No, don't do that.
No, do that. No, no, no. Not nowadays. Years ago, you could have just done it more. Not nowadays.
Oh, man. Anyway, yeah, that was weird. I'll never forget. I'll never forget. Well, it's funny how you remember all these things, you know, years later.
Oh, God, I did a lot of things that were, you know, sneaky. That's why my mother always called me mischief. And anytime Suzanne was quiet, she ran.
So
she
ran
quick.
I remember when we got the bathroom put in to the classroom, see, and everybody was very curious about this bathroom. You know, how kids are. They're curious. They want to know what's in the bathroom, what it looked like, you know. So every 10 minutes, I mean, teacher, I gotta go to the bathroom.
All right, just hurry up.
So the what's his name goes in there, McElroy, and he's tapping on the damn wall with the fingers. This guy was a nervous tapper.
A tapper.
I think he tapped his way all through high school.
Oh, jeez.
Drama school. So he's tapping and everybody starts laughing. They hear Joe tapping. Miss Ma, I think Joe is finished. Oh, be quiet. Be still. Hey, Jimmy Dinigan gets up, and he opens the door. There's Joe sitting on his ass with his underwear. And Miss Ma, close that door. Everybody,
oh my God.
Everybody was laughing, man, I tell you. Well, finally, Joe came out and his face turned red. and Miss Ma said, "Here, Joe, have a drink of water and calm down." They always gave somebody water when they were.
I don't know why. I'm laughing at that. Whenever somebody got embarrassed or something happened, they all gave them water.
Yeah, well, water has lithium in it.
It's an old. Well, yeah. It's true. But they always, it always calmed people down.
Anyway, Jimmy Dinigan. We got off on the on this bathroom. Oh man, he drove everybody nuts.
He liked it.
And then Janie had to go to the bathroom. See.
Uh oh.
So Jimmy's trying to tell her how to find it. See.
Don't.
And you know Jimmy, he's a wiser.
Oh no.
He tells her. He tells her to go the wrong way.
Oh, my God.
Where is it, Jimmy? Jimmy, where's the bathroom? Oh, yeah, dang, I need to keep walking. Keep walking straight.
Probably walked into the wall.
She walking straight. She walked right into the blackboard.
Oh, my God.
And Miss
Moss
starts yelling.
He must have had a decent amount of space.
Oh, my God, Jimmy. Turn to the right.
Turn to the right.
The one guy went in there. He said, he starts yelling in the bed. One kid said, "There's no toilet paper in here." Everybody was laughing, man. What?
Oh man.
Then one time, I remember the door got jammed.
Oh geez.
And you couldn't get the person out.
Oh geez.
We had to call. One guy called the cops, and the cops came up.
That's even better.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That bathroom was a riot, I'm telling you.
It must have been.
And then it took a couple of weeks, but everybody settled down and got used to it, you know. But
yeah, then it wasn't.
When it was first put in there, forget it, man. What?
She probably went home with a lot of headaches. That poor Miss
Moore. Oh, man. I'm telling you, I don't know how she did it.
No, I don't know either. That woman is an angel. She was an angel. You didn't know it.
I think she hated that bathroom. All right. Exclusive on Inner Sight, the first vaccine inspector. Gabriel, I got a new job. Yeah, oh, man, I got a good job. I got a lot of benefits. Benefits? What kind of benefits you got? Well, I get, I'm the first one to throw out the first bottle of vaccine when we go past Raccoon Point. Raccoon Point? What are you talking about? Yeah, you gotta christen the vaccine. Before you give it out, you gotta christen it. Christen it.
You might have to pray on it.
Well, my job is very important to you. Let me ask you a question, Gabriel. It's summertime. What are you doing with a winter coat on? Oh, I got that because I spend most of my time now in the refrigerator.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm in the refrigerator. I got to count the bottles. I got to inspect them. And as a matter of fact, would you like to join me in the refrigerator? I don't want to go in there. It's too cold. What do you do in the refrigerator? Well, I have to make sure that the green monkey's happy. The what? The green monkey. You know, that's part of the vaccine. If the green monkey gets out of the vaccine, boy, we're in trouble.
Oh,
yeah, well, one day that happened, you know. You know, one day the big doctor came. He's the head guy from the CDC, big control guy. And he opened the refrigerator, and the green monkey grabbed him by the neck. He started screaming.
Uh-oh.
Green monkey, he started hopping all over the place, and He had a bottle of vaccine in his mouth, and everybody was screaming and yelling. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I said, come here, green monkey. Come here, boy. Give me the vaccine. Woo! Now, wait a minute. You don't expect us to believe that story about the green monkey, do you? Well, yeah, it's true. You got to have the green monkey extract in the vaccine. I'm the inspector. I have to smell it and make sure that the green monkey smell is in
there. Stays in there.
That's disgusting. I wouldn't take that stuff. Well, one day we had trouble.
Uh-oh.
What happened? Well, the guy came in and took the vaccine, and all of a sudden he keeled over. He dropped it. What happened? Nothing happened. They blamed the green monkey. Get out of here!
Woo! There you go.
Don't see no green monkey in this house. You're not bringing here green monkey. All right. What the hell is that? That's the green monkey. I got to hold him overnight because he got very sad because they took his brother to another country with the vaccine. Would you guess what kind of malarkey is that? No, putting this green thing on the couch. Please,
uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh. He's in trouble.
You know, Gabriel, you're a moron, you know that?
Uh-oh.
You're just a stupid moron walking around with a winter coat in August. What's wrong with you?
Woo! Is that his twin brother?
All right, in the sight. Yeah.
There were two of them? Oh, no.
Hey, we got any callers on the line? Who we got?
Yes, we do.
Got Louie?
I don't think we have Louie yet, no.
Who we got on the line?
We have Maureen, and we have, let's see, Danny.
All right, let's take a call for Maureen. Beware of that green monkey, I'll tell you, boy. Imagine if the green monkey got loose in the subway.
Yeah.
Girls would start screaming and jumping up on the seats and everything. They jump up on the seat when they see my dog. You should see some of these people. One guy jumped up on the seat and said, "Oh man, there's a bear on the subway!" He jumped up and he's swinging on the rail. He's swinging
really?
Back and forth.
I doubt
and Charabelle's looking at him and said, "What the hell's wrong with you?" He was afraid to come down.
She's a dog too, and she's a really good dog. She doesn't do anything wrong.
I thought it was so funny.
Yeah. I would do the same thing.
In a sight.
Oh my.
All right. All right. Where's Maureen? In a sight.
Maureen,
live.
You there?
Oh, I didn't know I was unmuted or whatever.
Oh, there
you are. Yeah.
Hi, guys. How are you?
How you doing?
Okay. You guys?
Yeah.
It's
good.
Almost
yeah.
blown away today with that. That wind was, like, ferocious today.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my God. I've never. It was the worst I've ever been in it at one time. We went to do the laundry. Forget it. It was, like, unbelievable.
Well, I didn't go out much today because I was exhausted, so...
You didn't go out but what's it, Adam?
Today, I was exhausted because they had me going everywhere this week.
Yeah, I know I'm getting...
I'm getting
close to the show, enjoying it, and take a break from everything I'm going to be doing right now. Trying to get everything organized.
Yeah, right.
That's going to be fun. I have a lot to do this week. I really do. I have to go to the bank. I have to go to the nursing home. I have to go back to the bank. I have to go to the place.
It's going to be a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be a really busy week, you know. So, set up accessorize and everything. You know, it's going to be a little hectic, but I'll get it done, I'm sure.
Yeah.
My mom says, you always do. I do, but
I'm going
to be really getting rid of more clothes and more junk. Don't realize how much stuff you accumulate, you know? So, well, that's basically it. Still no Louie?
Hey, Willie Nelson is 92 years old.
Wow. 92.
Yeah.
You know that Cindy Adams, that columnist? You know the one, Cindy Adams, the columnist? Hello?
No.
Oh. Well, she's 91. She sounds just like she did when 50 years ago. She's 91. Was it Willie Nelson's birthday or something?
I don't know, but he's 92.
Wow, that's something.
Johnny Mathis is 91.
Oh, he's, you know, people seem to be living a lot longer now, even with the COVID, you know, the older people.
Tony Bennett
you know,
is up there, too.
Oh, yeah, he's like 93 or 4. Yeah, he's not that old.
I'd like to get all the 90-plus entertainers together for Inner Sight. Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would.
Really? 90-plus for Inner Sight.
Yeah.
A lot of famous people that are in their 90s and even into their 100s, a couple of them this past year, you know? It's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even with the COVID. All
right, let's play that song with Willie. Dedicated to 92 years old Willie Nelson.
All right, here it goes.
All right. Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson.
High on a mountain in western Montana, a silhouette moves across a cinnamon sky. Riding along on a horse he called Music, with a song on his lips and a tear in his eye. And he dreams of a time and a lady that loved him. How he would sing her sweet lullaby. But we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the lake. Rides away on a horse he called Music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye. He rode the Music from Boston to Bozeman for not too much money, way too much ride. The doors were
were the days when a horse he called music jumped through the moon, sailed across the sky. Now all that's left is a time-worn old cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by and by. Trailing along is a horse with no rider, a horse he called memories he used to ride. And he sang, ooh, to the ladies, ooh, they damn near lay down and die. Now he rides away on a horse he called music, with a pain in his heart here in his eyes. High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky, marking the place where a horse he called music lays with a cowboy in the sweet by and by.
All right, thank you for that, Willie and Merle Haggard. This would be nice to acknowledge Willie, you know, 92 years old, still out on tour, by the way, and playing his music. That's the only way to do it, man.
That's right.
Get out there and love
life.
It and live it.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Frolics. And Monday, be mad or glad, I'll be with you Monday. Tuesday, open mic.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of subjects next week. I will figure it out.
Am I still
all right.
I'm sorry?
Hello?
You're open.
Who's that?
Am I still,
yeah,
I didn't know if I was still on or not.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, you're still,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I left it on so you could, you know.
Oh.
I thought you were.
Really
I thought you were in the laundry.
In the laundry? I was there today, earlier.
Oh, okay.
Why did you think I was in the laundry?
I don't know. You know that old the old Chinese say, no tiki, no laundry.
Oh. There you go.
I thought it was no tiki, no shirty. Oh, I have heard.
Yeah, right. No tiki, you don't
all
get
right.
back your laundry.
No money, no inner sight.
There you go.
All right, send in donations, everybody.
Yeah, there you go.
106,000 plus. I want $5 from everybody.
Yeah,
that's
right.
For me.
Nice.
Yeah, no.
Change the
we
system.
We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Change
right.
the system.
All
right,
we'll be with you Monday, mad or glad. Thank all our friends and Maureen calling in and everybody and Suzanne co-host,
yeah.
engineer. And hope you had a little fun, a little crazy stuff. And whatever you do, don't get locked in the bathroom in the classroom.
There you go. That'd be pretty.
Yeah. Beware
yeah.
of that.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot the story about my math teacher. I have to tell you. Oh, that's funny. Next week, we had a
math teacher
who was so nervous. He witnessed a murder, and he was so jumpy. So
well,
funny.
Wouldn't you be a little?
Woo! All right.
Oh, my.
I'll never forget him. Mr. Sighties, if you're still alive, we love you. All right. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Woo!
Good night. Crazy, man.
That's the end of Inner Sight. Moreno is dead.
No, he ain't.